Well, Paul, I think the heart attack rate in the northeast just saw it this afternoon. It's never dull with Durham, is it?
No, it's not. But look, we got over the line in the end, and that's what counts. That wicket wasn't flat on day four, which is the way it should be. And you know, to get over the line and show the nerve that we did. Full credit to the boys. You know, Keaton Jennings and Burnham early on in the day showed a lot of what skill they've got. Fantastic partnership, really calmed the nerves. We all knew it was going to be a difficult run chase. You know, when the ball's spinning like that and you're getting up and down movement as well off the pitch, you needed some characters to really stand up. And I thought them two today were absolutely outstanding. And then obviously Stokesy at the end with Hickey, you know, great contributions and got us over the line.
The partnership of 123 for the third wicket, you'd sailed into calm waters, and I know there's an old saying in cricket that one wicket can quickly lead to two, but there was no sort of sign of what was about to happen. I mean, you ended up losing 5 for 25 and 11 overs in the run-up to tea. Probably tea came at the best time to calm the nerves again.
Yeah, it was... look, you know what the wicket's doing. As cricketers, you know how much it's deteriorating, and... And all the way through this game, wickets have gone down in clusters. So, you know, you never think that you're over the line. That was something that I really wanted to drill into the guys. You know, make sure that we try to get over the line.
Is that what was said at tea?
No, that's what was said this morning.
Right.
Before we went out. Nothing. Just stick to your strengths and, you know, back yourselves. That's as simple as that. And you still got to take risks. To score runs on wickets like that, you've still got to take risks. So... you know, I thought the guys just finished off really well, but right way throughout the game, I thought the intensity of our play was very good right from day one. A lot of times this season, we've started slow in games and had to fight back into games, but I thought right from day one it was excellent. We could be better. There's areas that we could be better. Obviously, our catching was a disappointment throughout the game, and shouldn't have really been chasing that many runs because of that, but. You know, sometimes you're never perfect, and as long as you get over the line, I'm absolutely delighted.
Yeah, and to win here as well against a Lancashire team, this was a big match for both sides for so many reasons, wasn't it?
Well, it was, yeah. It's a pressure match, and I have to say, I thought the wicket was absolutely superb. You know, if we could play on wickets like that day in, day out in county cricket, right away throughout the country, you would produce high-quality cricketers. You know, it had good carry in it. You know, if you hit the right areas as a seam bowler, you were going to get something out of it. And, you know, a turn came into it as the game went on. And you had to be very skillful to combat what the wicket was doing on you know, day four. So, delighted with the win. As I said, we could be better in areas, but I'm not thinking about that. It's all positives from now on.
Yeah, 13 points behind Middlesex, I think, now. You're unbeaten after 9. It's been a good start of the season. You've got to head over to Leeds tomorrow and change tactics again tomorrow for the T20. Are you likely to feature in that one with your hand situation?
No. I've obviously got split webbing there, so I'm going to have to rest up, make sure it heals before I start playing again. So no, I'll not be playing tomorrow. But, yeah, look, we're going to enjoy this today. I think it's been a big moment in the season, you know, to take down Lancashire in two games this year when they are up at the top of the table, I think is a really good indication where we are. And we can take a lot of confidence from it. So we'll enjoy this today and hopefully go out there and play well tomorrow.
You can take this feel-good factor across the M62. You've been on a roll recently in the T20. You've got yourselves right up into contention again. It would be nice to get a win against Yorkshire, wouldn't it? And it would get you right into the mix at the top of the table.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, confidence does go throughout all the teams. So, you know, when you're winning, you know, you're happy. You've got smiles on your faces. You're not having meeting after meeting. It's just you go on and hopefully and take that confidence into tomorrow night's game. So, I'm sure the boys will be looking forward to that.